Okay. It answered with Fatah. So this is confusing. If I tell you this is marfu, what did I say? This is marfu. You will say, how can it be marfu? You are having a fatah at the end. You call it marfu. Marfu means dhamma. No, because this is a sound, masculine, plural, if you say una, it is marfu. And the sign of its being marfu is waw. What is it? Now, I am again telling you something that we do in book 3. But mashallah, you are all strong and you will understand. So if I say Muslimuna, is it marfu? Yes. What is the sign of its being marfu? Al-waw. If I say Mominuna, is it marfu?
Yes.
Yeah. What is the sign of its marfu? Wow. You are, inshallah. It's easy. Once we know, once we strong, we are already strong in dun dan din, then this little variation doesn't put us off. Okay. How do I make it mansub? Watch carefully. Mudarrisina. Mudarrisuna will become mudarrisina. Are you with me? Okay. And so this is marfu and this is Mansu. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now, in Marfu, the sign of Rafa, sign of its being Marfu was Waw. If it is Mansu, what is the sign of its being Mansu?
Yeah,
mashallah. You figured out. It is Ya. It is Ya. Okay. So brother, Muslimuna, make it mansub. Make Muslimuna into mansub. Muslimina. Make it Mominuna into mansub. Mominina. Make it Saimuna into mansub. Saimina. Make it Kanituna into mansub. Kanitina. Make it Zakiruna into mansub. Zakirina. Very easy. What is the sign of its being mansub? Ya. Yeah. Okay, now I make it majrur. Okay. I want you to close your eyes as a joke and then open it and see what I wrote. Now you can open it and see. It is same. What is it? It is same. Mudarisuna, mudarisina, mudarisina. Okay. How do I know that this is mansub and this is majrur? Because they both look same. This is ya is the sign of its being mansub, and this ya is also sign of its being majrur. How will I know? Because what comes before it? If it is harf jar, we will know it is majrur. Or if it is comes as a mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, I know mudaf ilayhi is majrur. So it will guide us. And when we do mansub form, we'll do. So brother, look at this. Alimina. It is alamuna, alamina, alamina. And now tell me, is it majrur or mansub? Why? No, 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 no. No harf jar there. MashaAllah. You got it? It is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So mudaf ilayhi is majrur. What is normally Rabbul Alameen? What is it? Rabbul Alameen. No, Rabbul Alameen is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So Alameena is now mudaf ilayhi majrur. And what is the sign of its being majrur? Yeah. So the sentence will tell us, the phrase will tell us, whether it is mansub or majrur. Brother and sister, now see, we learn another rule here. We learn one more rule here. That jama' mudhakkar salim, when it is marfu, the sign is waw. When it is mansub and majrur, The sign is Yah. You'll remember that. Mudarrisuna, Mudarrisina, Mudarrisina. Let us do Muslimuna, Muslimina, Muslimina. Mominuna, Mominina, Mominina. Okay? Hafizuna, Hafizina, Hafizina. And they will come. And inshallah, once we go to book 2, I will bring a beautiful, beautiful ayah for you. You know, it is so beautiful. And once you understand all these things, it will melt your heart. It will melt your heart. Inshallah, we'll do. I'm waiting for book 2 to start. And all our knowledge of Mubtada and Khabar will make things easy for us. If you are weak in Mubtada and Khabar, then you won't be able to understand the beauty and the magic. But Alhamdulillah, we are getting stronger and we will do it, inshallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. Now we start the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdu. Is it Jumla Ismiya, Jumla Failiya? Jumla Ismiya. So what are we looking for? Mubtada. Where is Mubtada? Alhamdu. There is much more into Al that I don't want to go in detail. Later on, when we will do, after we finish our course and when we do actual analysis, then I will also go a little further and tell you Al. Why this Al is, what is the significance of this Al. But right now we say the praise. But if you'll see in the tafsir, they will say all the praise. Where does this all come from? We will learn later on, inshallah. So Alhamdulillah is your Mubtada. Okay, brother, where is the khabar? Lillahi. What is Lillahi? Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. Khalas, brother. Now look at Allahi. Is it majrur? Allahi. Majrur hai. Allahi. It's majrur. Huh? Now if there is a naat comes for Allahi, it has to be majrur. Are you with me? If there is a naat coming for Allahi, it has to be majrur. Huh? So look at Rabbi. It's a naat. Not for what? Allahi. Allahi. It is a naat for Allahi. Allah, who is Allah? Rabb. The creator, the sustainer, the maintainer. And then, brother, Rabbul Alamin is a two words. It's a murakab. What kind of a murakab is this? Mudaf, mudafile. So, where is our naat? Rabbi. وَهُوَ مُدَافْ and عَلَمِينَ مُدَافْ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُورٌ And what is the sign of its being majrur? Yeah. Why? Because it is jama مُذَكَرْ salim. It is jama مُذَكَرْ salim. So brothers and sisters, instead of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ it became رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And brother Farooq, you can tell me Allah He has Al and Rabb does not have Al. How can it be Naat? The Naat has to follow Manut. If it is Allahi, it should be Ar-Rabb. What is our answer? Then Mudaf cannot have Al and Mudaf cannot have Tanween. Then how do I know it is definite? Because I look to the Mudaf Ilehi. If the Mudaf Ilehi is definite, then Mudaf is also definite. It is also definite. And it has got Al, but we don't write it. The combination of Mudaf, Mudaf Ilehis, the Mudaf cannot have Al, cannot have Tanween. You got the idea, brother? So this is Naat number one. Okay. Ar-Rahmani. Ar-Rahmani. Why Rahmani? No. It will go to? Allahi. See, if you go to Lillahi, which is Li plus Allahu, which we got into Li. Because of the harfshar. So if this Allahi, then the Rabbi got a kasra, because it is a naat, and then Ar-Rahmani got a kasra, it is a naat, and Ar-Rahimi got a kasra, why? It is enough. And they are definite. Because they are not mudaf mudafili. Are you with me, brothers? Do you feel it? What I am trying to explain? Huh? Say, Allahi. Okay. What about him? Nath. Nath. And Nath. Got the idea? Now we come to the final. Maliki. Why it is Maliki, brother? And not Maliku? Maliki, why? Because it will go back to Allah. That is also a Naat. Are you with me? So, brothers and sisters, this is your Naat. This is your Naat. This is your Naat. And this is your Naat. All of them are Naat. And where is the Manu'ut?
Allah.
Allah, He is your Manu'ut. Huh? See, now when you read, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki. These are all the Naat we are describing for Allah. Who's Allah? He's the Rabb. He's Rahman. He's Rahim. He is Malik. But why are they Majroor? Because the Manu'ut is Majroor. Are you with me? The Manu'ut is Majroor. Who made the Manu'ut Majroor?
Harfjar.
The Harfjar goes only here. But then the Naat will follow Manu'ut. Okay, Maliki Yawmiddin. Remove the Maliki and make it. If you remove Maliki, what will it become? Maliku. Are you with me? If I take the kasra out, it will become a dhamma. Maliku. Maliku yaumi deen. How many words? If I say maliku yaumi deen. Three words. So what will be maliku?
Mudaf.
And where is mudaf ilahi? Yaumi. And yaumi will become mudaf. And in the end, deeni mudaf ilahi. You got it, brother? Okay, so here, brother, I will write down Rabbi Mudaf. Of course, it is Naat plus Mudaf, and this is Mudaf Ilayhi, and this is Naat, and this is Naat, and what is this, brother? Also Naat, Wahuwa Mudaf. And what is this? Mudaf ilayhi. Wahuwa mudaf. And this is? Isn't it beautiful, brothers and sisters? You could have never understood this before. Now you understand after taking this course and only working for about 12 days. In 12 sessions, alhamdulillah, maybe 14 sessions, you are now understanding things. Brother? Are you with me now? Alhamdu mubtada. Alhamdu mubtada. Okay, brother? Maybe I should write down here. Mubtada. And what is this? Jarun wa majrurun. And Shibu Jumla. Jarun wa majrurun. Shibu Jumla, khabar. Okay, then what is Rabb? Rabb is a Naat. Wa huwa mudaf. And alameena mudaf ilahi. What is a Rahmani? Naat. Why it is majrur? Because the Manu'ut is Majroor. And Rahimi, why it is Majroor? Because the Manu'ut is Majroor. Now, why is Maliki and not Maliku? Because Maliki is the Naat. And remember, Allahu is, I can see Al, I don't see Al in Malik. I don't see Al in Malik. Because it is Mudaf, that final mudaf ilayhi with al tells me it is all marfu. Are you with me? If the mudaf ilayhi is marfu, if the mudaf ilayhi is marfu, then the mudaf is marfu. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Are you with me? Sister Arifa? Brothers and sisters, you will be able to understand Quran in a very beautiful way. And then we are going to analyze things like this, inshallah. And then we have books to help you. And remember, you only have to do once only. Because now when you see, when you will say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, every word, you can feel it in yourself. What is the construction? And you will understand. You won't translate, because now you are understanding it in Arabic. Every word will be in Arabic that will go down in our heart. Now the next one, brother, Iyaka Nabudu. We'll do one, someday we'll do that also. I want to do the whole of it, but step by step. And once you, brother and sister, you really understand when you say, Iyaka Nabudu, what does it mean? And when you say, Ihdina, what is Ihdi and what is Na, what does it mean? What are you saying? You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. And when you say ka, I give an example. If you say ka to somebody, when will you use ka? When will you use you? Second, when will you use it? He is in front of you. Brother, we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using pronouns which are second person, and you can only use them when somebody is in front of you. Only when they are with you, in front of you. Brother. If Allah is far from us, then we would have said, Yahu na'budu. No. Iyaka na'budu. Who taught us these things? Allah Himself taught us. So inshallah we'll do a little more later on, inshallah. And I tell you, this is, I have had students, they say, you know, it changed their whole outlook of life. You know, they now read the Quran and they understand it. I've got so many sisters. Someday we will invite all those teachers, the sisters and brothers who have become teachers, and they now understand the Quran, and inshallah we'll invite them. The group is increasing. So we'll inshallah we'll let you meet them. You know, there are many in Mississauga, many in Scarborough, many in Richmond Hill. Inshallah, we will do slowly, slowly. I hope you understood, because it is part of what we did, part of what we are studying, which is Naat Manut. Inshallah. And if I ever make a mistake, you will forgive me, because I am a human being. Okay, and Allah will forgive me, you know, because I'm not a scholar. But whatever little bit I understand and that I learned, I'm sharing with you, brother and sister. Now we come to number 3, Hawwil. Change the damir in the following sentences as it is explained in the example. Mithal. Aina baytukum ya ikhwanu. How did we change? Aina baytukunna ya akhwatu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So if you see ikhwanu, you will make it into ya akhwatu. Correct? If you see ikhwanu, what will you do? You will change into ya akhwatu. Okay. Aina akhukum ya ikhwanu. How will you say? Aina akhukunna. What will you say? Aina akhukunna ya akhwatu. Now come on. Another quarter jalebi. Not even half jalebi. Very easy, brother. When I say things like that, it means it's very easy. Aina madarasatukum ya ikhwanu. How will you say aina? Aina madarasatu kunna. Aina madarasatu kunna. Ya akhwatu. Very good. Matakhtibarukum ya ikhwanu. What will you say now, Sister Hafsa? Mata iktibaru kunna. Kum is changed into kunna, brother. Not a big deal. We have done the pronouns, we are strong. Mata iktibaru kunna ya akhwatu. So what is this iktibaru kum, iktibaru kunna, what are they? Mudaf mudaf ilahi. They are mudaf mudaf ilahi. When the pronoun is attached to the noun, the result is mudaf mudaf ilahi. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf mudaf ilahi. What did I say? When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf mudaf ilahi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, what do we get? We get zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Did you get it? Inshallah. Fine. Ahada ammukum ya ikhwanu. Now what will you say? Ahada ammukunna. Are you with me? Ahada ammukunna. Ya akhwatu, is this your uncle or sisters? Now, brother and sister, abaitukum karibun ya ikhwanu. What will you say? Abaitu kunna karibun ya akhwatu. Fi ayyi shahrin ikhtibarukum ya ikhwanu. What is the translation? In which month? Month. Is your exam? Is your exam? Change it now. What will you say? Fi ayyi shahrin ikhtibaru kunna ya akhwatu. Brother, I told you it's not even quarter jalebi. It is very simple. Okay. Another half jalebi now. Okay. What is it, brothers and sisters? You have to just use anta, antum, anti, antunna. Okay, Sister Salma, first is your. We are asking question. Muslimun, what is Muslimun? Singular. So what will you say? No. You just have to use pronoun. No, you have to use a pronoun in front of it while asking questions. Khalas. You got the idea? You just have to use those four pronouns. Take one which is suitable. So what will you say now? Say loudly. Anta Muslimun. Yeah, Anta Muslimun. And you will say, Naam Ana Muslimun. Alhamdulillah. Sister Hafsa, what is the next one? Anti Maridatun. Are you sick? Anti Maridatun. La. Or you can say, Naam Ana Maridatun. I am sick. Okay, fine. Now, Sister Abir. MashaAllah. Antunna tabibatun. That was excellent. Sister Fatima, tujarun. It is always starting with a. So what will you say? Take one pronoun from those four and use it. Tujarun. Antum. Antum, MashaAllah. That was correct. You said it correct. Antum, tujarun, because tujarun is the plural. So it will be antum. Sister Naima? MashaAllah, that's correct. Anti Bintul Mudarisi. Very good, it is correct. What is Sister Sukhaina? MashaAllah. Antunna Akhwatu Abbasin. And Sister Arifa? Antum Tullabun. MashaAllah. See, I told you this is very easy. Why do you find it easy? Because we got a little grip on our pronouns. By all the time doing hua, huma, hum, we are now familiar with them. Are you okay, Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
You got it everything, inshallah? Yeah. Fine. But then now comes, what does it come? Those were damirun munfasilun. They were marfu. Now comes damirun muttasilun. And they are all coming as a mudafilahi. Sister Aisha, you have four pronouns. Ka, kum, ki, kunna. Aina ya ikhwanu. Aina baitukum ya ikhwanu. What is baitukum? Mudaf, mudafilahi. Previously, they were all marfu. A'anta, a'anti, a'antum, a'antunna. Now, they are coming as mudafilahi. So, what is mudafilahi? Majroor. Okay. Sister Maimuna. MashaAllah. Ahaza kitabuka ya Hamid. Alhamdulillah. You say it so smoothly and with such confidence. It gives me a lot of pleasure. You are understanding well, mashallah. Sister Nasreen. Ya Layla. So what do you say? Yes, Sa'atuki Jamilatun Ya Layla. Your watch is beautiful, O Layla. Sa'atuki Jamilatun. So Sa'atu is your Mubtada, Mudaf, Mudafilin, Jamilatun is your khabar. Sister Manas, Man. What will you say, Man? Abu? Kunna, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Man? Abu Kunna, Ya Akhwatu, who is your father, Ya Akhwatu? Yes, Abu Kunna, Ya Akhwatu. Nusrat? Masmuki Ya Sayyidati. What is your name, madam? Fine. Brother Farooq? MashaAllah, that's correct. Masmuka Ya Sayyidi. Very good. Brother Hassan? Yes. No, here you can use all the four pronouns. Ku, ka, ki, everything you can use. Because it depends whom you are. So amuka is right. If you said amuki, right. Amukum, amukunna, it will all be correct, inshallah. Brother Abdussamad? Ma? No, here. What is the difference, brothers and sisters? Can you see the Hamza? What kind of Hamza is this? Hamzatul Qata. So we have to pronounce. In the ism, Hamza was Hamzatul Wasal, so we assimilated. So what will you say? Ma asma'ukum ya ikhwanu. Okay? Inshallah. Now, Brother Saeed, we have to use ana and nahn, nothing else, okay? Ana Muslimun. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Brother Muhammad?
Nahnu Muslimun.
Nahnu Muslimuna. Sister Salma? Only two pronouns.
Nahnu.
No, you are the only singular here.
I missed one, sorry.
Okay.
It's ana Muslimatun.
Ana Muslimatun. Okay. Nahnu Muslimatun. MashaAllah. Abir? Bana? Nahnu? Bana? Bana? Tu. Why will you say ti? If you say ti, then you have to give me a logical explanation. Brother Muhammad? Okay. Yeah. Ana or nahnu mubtada. Where is the khabar? Banatu. Wa huwa mudaf and mudafili. Naam. Sister Fatima. What will you say? You have got two choices. Look at the word. Is ibnu singular or plural? It is singular. So what will you say? أنا ابن المدرس. أنا ابن المدرس. أنا ابن المدرس. So أنا is مبتدا, ابن is your خبر, مضاف مضاف إليه. سيسر نعيمة, نحن طلاب. And then sister سخينة, أنا مريضة. Is it clear, brother? You got to write it, huh? Inshallah, you'll be writing it, huh? Please, huh? By writing, you'll become extra strong. Okay. Now, brother and sister, ikra waktu. Read and write. So we are going to analyze a little bit of it. ذهب أبي إلى القاهرة قبل أسبوعين. The use of ظرف قبل and بعد is beautifully explained by Dr. Abdurrahim in these following sentences. And you see, the ظرف is underlined. Okay, brother and sister? ظرف is underlined. So there is a ظرف. And what follows the ظرف? مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه. ذهب أبي. Brother and sister, what is ذهب أبي? ذهب is فعل. And what is the فاعل? أبو. أبو وهو مضاف and مضاف إليه. Okay. And then إلى القاهرة جاء مجرور. And قبل ظرف. And أسبوعين مضاف إليه. Got the idea, inshallah? Fine. Now, Sister Mehnaz, no vowel signs. You read the sentence and give us the correct vowel sign. You have to see whom you are addressing. You are addressing Muhammad. So what will you say? MashaAllah. Then, kharajtu. See, now, see, the, we were doing in the morning. So how this is how you will apply your knowledge. Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
You are asking Muhammad, so he will become kharashta. Then Muhammad will reply and he will say, kharashtu. MashaAllah. Brother, if you get this idea, then you are on 407. Then you are on 407, inshallah. Fine. Okay. So, fine. Kharajtu. Analyze kharajtu. Where is the fi'al? Kharaj with sukoon. Fa'il tu. Ba'da. What is ba'da? Zarf. And what is that darsi? Mudaf ilayhi. Khalas. Very good. I hope you are understanding it. Inshallah. It seems you all have a fairly good understanding. Fine. Sister Arifa, you tell me the third sentence without vowel signs. See, Zahabtu. What is Zahabtu? I went. Ilal masjidi, jaa majroor. Qabla, zarf. And Allah that. If I ask you, Sister Arifa, see, what is my question? And I'll be asking you this. Mata zahabti ila al-masjidi. What is the translation? Mata, when? Zahabti ila al-masjidi. What is your answer? Zahabtu ila al-masjidi kabla adhan. I went to the masjid before the adhan. Kabla adhani means before the adhan. So if to the sister I will say mata zahabti. And to the brother I will say mata zahabta. And to the brothers, I will say, Mata Zahabtum. And to all the sisters, I will say, Mata Zahabtunna. Got the idea? This is how we can change, inshallah. Sister Aisha. Mata Zahaba. See, because you are asking Amina, it becomes Ammuki. Fine. What is the answer? What is the translation? He went a month ago. So sister, what is Zahaba Kabla Shahrin Jumla? Failure. I am looking for fi'al and fa'il. Where is the fi'al? And where is the fa'il? Mustatir, mashallah. And what is Kabla? Zarf. And what is Shahrin? Mudaf. But this is the foundation. Once you know this, that's it. Throughout the book, you will be comfortable. inshallah. Okay. Now, sister Mehmuna. Yeah, translate. Did you go to the restaurant after the salah? In English, we'll say like that. Huh? Did you go to the restaurant after the salah? What is the answer? La. Zahabtu qabla salati. What is the translation? No, I went before the salah. I was so hungry. I said, let me go and eat first, and then I'll go to the masjid. So zahabtu. Where is the verb? Zahab, mashallah. And fa'il? Tu. Huh? And qabla? Zarf. And salati? Mashallah. Okay. Sister Nasreen, you will translate this. See, Aina Zahabta. Aina Zahabta Ya Akhi. How will you translate? Where did you go? Oh brother, where did you go? Aina Zahabta. Where did you go? And if I say, Mata Zahabta, when did you go? Aina Zahabta, where did you go? Mata Zahabta, when did you go? Fine. Sister Mayanaz, next one is yours. Ikhwani. See now, Akhi Zahabta. Ya Ikhwani Zahabtum. Where did you go? Nusrat? You are asking a sister, so how will you say? Ya Ukhti, mashallah. How will you translate? See, the whole idea of this is to see the difference. Zahabta, ti, zahabtu, zahabtum, zahabtunna. And because we practice, brother and sister, it's easy. If we had not practiced, you may have found this little confusing and difficult. What is the next one? Brother Farooq, tell me. Akhawati. Akhawati. There is a fatah on kha. How will you translate? Aina. Where did you go, oh sisters? Okay, fine. Brother Hassan? Got the idea? Ana zahabtu. I went. So, what is ana zahabtu? Mubtada khabar. Mashallah. Excellent. I was, hoping that you will say that this is Jumla Ismiya. Whether it is Ismiya. So where is Mubtada? Okay. What is Mubtada? Ana. So where is the Khabar? What is the Jumla Failure? The Khabar is coming in the form of Jumla Fi'l. And when it is Jumla Failure, we are looking for Fi'l and Fa'il. Where is the Fi'l? Zahab. And where is the Fa'il? Tu, mashallah. You got the idea how we analyze it? Inshallah. Okay. Now if you say ana zahabtu, I went. And if you remove ana and say zahabtu, it also means I went. Okay. Brother Abdul Samad.
Nahnu
zahabna. So what is nahnu here? Where is the khabar?
Zahabna.
Zahabna, which is jumla failure. Where is the verb?
Zahab.
And then?
Nah.
Fine, mashallah. So here is, brothers and sisters, Al-Kalimatul Jadidatu, Qabla, before, Ba'da, after. Do you see the vowel sign at the end of Qabla? Fata. Ba'da, Fata. In other words, most of the time, Zarf will always have Fata. Zarf is always fata. Okay? We are going to learn a lot later on, inshallah. Kaifa. How? Mata. Zarf again. When? Al-usbu. Al-usbu. Okay? Week. The week. Ash-shahru. Al-adhanu, As-salatu, the prayer. Raja'a, he returned. He returned, okay? Now I ask you a quick question, brother. Hal zahabta ila al-masjid al-yawm? Zahabta. Mata zahabta ila al-masjid? Qabla adhani, you can say. Huh? Are you with me? Mata raja'ata? So you will say raja'atu ba'da salati. See how we are changing the sentence? Are you with me? Huh? Okay. Now I ask you, Sister Salma, hal zahabti ila suq al-yawm? Zahabtu. No. Mata zahabti ila al-masjidi? Zahabtu. Qabla adhani, you can say, before the adhan. Wa mata raja'ati min al-masjidi? Wa mata raja'ati ila al-bayti? When did you return to the house? Raja'atu. Ba'da salati. See, ba'da salati. Are you with me? Inshallah. Now, brother, الدمائر منفصلة الدمائر المنفصلة means detached pronouns. What is it? Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Detached pronoun. Now Brother Muhammad, you no. First four pronouns, Brother Saeed, you read.
Huwa talibun?
Yes.
Hiya talibun? Talibatun?
Yes.
Anta talibun?
Yes.
Anti talibatun?
Take two more.
Ana talibun?
Yes.
Ana talibatun?
Got the idea? What is it? Mubtada khabar. Are you with me? What is it? Mubtada. But do you see ana, anta, anti, huwa, hiya? They are all damir, munfasil, detached. They are all detached. And they are all marfu. And they came as a mubtada. Sahih, and then these are your khabars. Brother Muhammad, now come on this side.
Anti.
No, hum.
Hum talabun.
Talabun, and then?
Hunna talibatun.
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 Brother, if you won't say talibatun, you won't get laddu. Okay. Antum.
Antum talabun.
Very good.
Antunna.
Talibatun. Talibatun. So, tulabun, talibatun. Okay? Nahnu.
Nahnu.
Tulabun. And in the end, nahnu, talibatun. Got the idea? Again, these are damir munfasil, detached pronoun. They are all marfu, and they came as a mubtada. So, brother, talibun, what is the jama of talibun, brother Muhammad? Tullabun. If I say talibatun, singular, talibatun. If you write it, inshallah, you'll get stronger. Okay? And then, brothers and sisters, ad-darsu thadisa ashara. Are you ready? We'll do it tomorrow, inshallah. Okay? Because it's a new concept. It's a new concept. So revise everything. I still have something, so I will show you. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Lahul asma'ul husna. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. There is no verb in it. And it starts with lahu. What is lahu? Jarun majrur. Shibu jumla. What will I call it? Khabar. Khabar muqaddam. Advance. It came before. Where is mubtada? Al asma'u. Where is mubtada? Al-Asma'u. And brothers, Abdul Samad, where is, what is Al-Husna doing here?
Naat,
mashallah. Do you see? Al-Asma'u, Al-Husna. To him belongs the most beautiful names. But then we read this all the time. Now you understand. Lahu jar majrur shibu jumla khabar muqaddam. Al asma'u mubtada muakhar. No, if you don't say muqaddam and muakhar, doesn't matter. If you say, alhamdulillah, al-husna. Again I write down, brother. What is this, brother? Lillahi al-asma'ul husna. It comes to the Quran. So, brother, what is lillahi? Jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar. And where is our mubtada? Al-asma'u. And then al-husna, naat. See the naat manut? Inshallah. And you know, fada'uhu biha. That when we learn the Amar, Fi'al Amar, then we will analyze it, inshallah. And you will love it, brother. You will love it, inshallah. So, I still have 5 minutes. Okay, brothers and sisters? I will say singular and you will say plural. If I say singular. So I want to confuse you. Okay? Najmun. Nujumun. Okay, brother? Durusun, darsun, durusun, darsun, buyutun, baytun. Are you with me? Baytun. Kutubun, kitabun, kutubun, kitabun. Okay. Kalamun, aklamun, aklamun. What did I say? Aklamun. What is singular? Kalamun. Are you with me? Okay, fine. Nahrun, anharu. What is nahrun, anharu? So we will get stronger. Mudarisun. Now that is very easy. Muslimun, muslimuna. Muslimatun, muslimatun. Brother, I always want you to open your mouth. We order lots of laddus, you know. But if you don't open your mouth, you don't get laddus, okay? Are you with me? Inshallah. Okay. Jabalun, jibalun, kabirun, tabilun, sigarun. Are you with me? Kisarun, kasirun. Very good, brother. Sa'atun, 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 sa'atun. Are you with me? Daifun, duyufun, shuyuhun. Shaykhun. See, now it will become easy to you. And this is the magic of Arabic. Brother, you know, if we didn't have these plurals, and if we were only, we say, Shaykhun, Shaykhs, then there's no, it's very bland, brother. But here the Arabic is rich. And when you have so many, you know, sometimes you have half a dozen plural for one singular. So the person who is a shair and poet, he has the liberty to color his poetry, you know, different way. You know, that is the beauty. Akhun, akhun, ikhwatun, akhun, ikhwatun, ikhwanun, akhun. So there are two plurals. Are you with me? Ukhtun, akhawatun. Ukhtun, akhwatun. Abun, abaun. Abun, abaun. Ummun, ummahatun. Ummun, ummahatun. Bintun, banatun. Bintun, banatun. Tabibun, tabibun, atibbau. Tabibun, atibbau. Ghaniyun, aghniyau. Fakirun, fukarau. Zamilun, zumalau. Wazirun, wuzarau. Tabibatun, zamilatun. That is very easy. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we are on the dot.